It's the Best Advice Show. I'm Zach. Every episode of the show, I give you one actionable piece of advice, something that you can try as soon as you hear it. So today, we are diving back into one of my favorite subcategories of this show, the morning shower. For you longtime listeners, you might remember episode 5, Morning Zesting, with Drew Philp. Now what he does is, before he goes to sleep at night, he puts an orange in the fridge, then he'll wake up, go and grab that orange, and take it to the shower.
And, you know, get the shower like steaming hot, and the steam and the heat kind of like opens up your pores and your nostrils and your taste buds.
Then you get to peeling that orange and then eating it.
It's just such a pure little moment of absolute sensual wonder and joy. First thing in the morning, right when you get up and have to face the day.
And then in episode 202 with Lauren Pacell, her shower routine is silly and incredible.
Okay, this thing that I do every single day since I was 5 years old, and I didn't even tell anyone about it till I was 21. It was like a secret I had with myself, but I call it shower belly. And every single morning it has to be bar soap. You get bar soap and you lather it on your stomach for a long time until there's a layer of soap. It has to be like a true layer. And then I draw in it and I call it my shower belly creations, and it makes me really happy. And it's like a little ritual I have with myself.
What did you draw today?
Pizza.
And now today I'm going to give you one more nugget of shower advice with an actual nugget.
Yeah, my name is Michael Porter Jr. I'm an NBA player. I play for the Denver Nuggets. And then I go by Curious Mike.
And one of the first things Curious Mike does in the morning, cold shower.
Well, I start off hot. It's really hard to do, but it's like for two reasons. It gets you going for the day. There's a lot of research about cold showers, how it affects you, you know, your mental, your happiness, all those things. And then also like facing a fear first thing in the morning, which is like, you know, cold showers first thing in the morning, that's tough. So if you can kind of conquer that, it kind of sets you up for the day to try to win that day.
I love that. So you start hot, and then how do you kind of phase into the cold?
Yeah, so there's kind of a couple ways that I'll do it. First, I'll just kind of start with the normal shower. And I'll, you know, wash my body, get all that out of the way. And then before I get out, I'll just turn it all the way cold.
All the way?
It was only a few seconds at first, but now like I can just chill in there, and I'll do some breathing in there. You just all over your body. I do it on the back of my neck, my head, you know, my whole body. And it wakes you up, bro. Like when you get out of the shower, you're going to feel invigorated, ready to go. And so it started off like just a few seconds. Now I kind of work my way up to a couple minutes, or you can do it to where like you go hot for like 15 seconds, then you turn it all the way cold for 15 seconds, then back hot, then back cold for like a few cycles. And you'll feel really good when you get out.
I love that it becomes a symbol for facing fear.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of how I view it. Face a fear first thing in the morning, and it'll just get you off to the right start.
I wonder if trying all three of these strategies during the same shower is flying too close to the sun on wings of bar soap and orange peels. I'm going to try it. If you want to hear some more from Michael Porter Jr., check out his podcast. It's called Curious Mike. I would love to keep adding to the shower strategy archive. Give me a call, 844-935-BEST. 844-935-BEST. What's a helpful thing you do in the shower? Let me know. If you're enjoying this show, please talk about us on social media. Share it with a friend. We live at Best Advice Show on Facebook and Instagram.